So this is, I didn't, March 23rd, 2015. We are in Lesson 10, Part 2. Okay, so now we can turn to the book, but the story. Everybody likes stories, so this makes it... These supposed to be like sometimes stories with a humorous, either with a message or with a touch of humor to them.
You're on page 133?
No, we're in the
133, that's right.
Is this second reading also from the Rasa Vahini, or is it something else?
It says from the from the source it gives Dhammapada Attakatha.
Okay, because on this
it says
the translation thing.
Is that incorrect?
Oh,
not the second paragraph or the second section. Dhammapada.
Yeah, we're just talking about the PDF of the translation.
I'm not sure.
You're reading from section 2, right, Bhante? Mm.
It seems to me to have the flavor of the Rasa Vahini stories. But I think the Rasa Vahini draws most of the stories from the Dhammapada commentary.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I have a little question. Dhammapada what?
Commentary.
Okay.
The commentary to the Dhammapada.
Okay.
It gives stories which are supposed to provide the background to each of the verses of the Dhammapada. Okay, so I'll read phrase by phrase, and then you repeat after me. Atite kira.
Atite kira.
Varanasiang.
Varanasiang.
Salita kasipe nipatting pato.
Salita kasipe nipatting pato.
Eko pita sapi ahosi.
Eko pita sati ahosi.
Okay, so first, this little word, akira, the second word, it's not really so translatable, but it gives the sense somewhat like it is said, like it's usually when it's relating a story about something that supposedly took place in the distant past. And it's an indeclinable. So it just means something like, it is said. Then atite means in the past, formerly. And atite, what case is it?
Locative.
Right, very good. Locative case. And then Varanasiang is the locative for Varanasi. Varanasi is the famous city in India. We also call it Benares or Varanasi. So I guess it used to be the capital, or at least of a particular state, the state of Kasi in ancient India. So in Varanasi, then Salita Kasipe Nipatting Patto, Eko patta pita sapi ahosi. First we'll take the subject is pita sapi. That is somebody who is, I guess we call it a cripple. Do they list it in the glossary? Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's a cripple. In this case, it's a boy, a young boy. So pita sapi, a cripple. Eko, one crippled boy. Then patto means he attained. Nipatting could mean like success, mastery. in this case, great skill, we could say. He had attained mastery. Then we have something called salitaka sipe, which maybe it occurs only here. The word sipa means art. And salita is throwing stones. So he had achieved mastery in the art of throwing stones. What that means, we'll see. We'll explain what that means. So, okay, now you have to read again after me. So, Nagaradvare,
so, Nagaradvare,
Ekasa Vatarukasa Heta,
Ekasa Vatarukasa Heta,
Nisino,
Nisino,
Sakara Kipitva,
Sakara Kipitva,
Tasa Panani Chindanto,
Tasa Panani Chindanto,
Hati Rupakang no Dasehi,
Hati Rupakang no Dasehi,
Asa Rupakang no Dasehi,
Asa Rupakang no Dasehi,
Gama Darakehi Vuchamano,
Gama Darakehi Vuchamano,
Ichi Ichi, it, it's a little difficult to say. Ichi Tichitani Rupani Dasetva.
Ichi Tichitani Rupani Dasetva.
Tesang Santika.
Tesang Santika.
Kadani Yadini Labati.
Kadani Yadini Labati.
Okay, so now this is explaining how he was had mastered the art of throwing stones. So, that means he, this boy, Nagaradvare means at the door to the city or the gate to the city. In what case is it?
Locative.
Right, it's a locative case. So, at the door of the city, Ekasa Vatarukasa Heta. So here we have the postposition, Heta, below. We'll take Heta Nisino. Nisino is the past participle, meaning seated. So he was seated below, at the bottom of Ekasa Vatarukasa, one. Ruka is tree, and vata, according to the glossary, is a banyan tree. So usually in Pali, they call the banyan the nigrodha tree. So he was sitting at the entrance, to the, at the gate of the city. He would be sitting below a banyan tree. Then Sakara Kipitva, having thrown pebbles or gravel, Tasa Panani Chindanto. Chindanto means cutting. What grammatical form is this?
Present participle.
What?
Present participle.
Right, very good.
Present participle.
Right, it's the present participle, and it's masculine singular, because it's going with so. So represents the boy. So cutting, so having thrown pebbles, tasa panani, cutting those, the leaves of it, of the tree. In other words, like breaking little holes in the leaves of the tree. Now it gets a little complicated, the sentence structure. So let's go first to Gama Dara Kehi Vuchamano. So Vuchamano is what grammatical form?
Present participle.
You seem to know quite well, but let's give some of the others a chance. Okay, it's a present participle, and it's not only a present participle, but what particular type of present participle? Okay, I've heard it. It's passive, so it means being told, or being, in this case, being asked, requested. Gama Dharake. Gama is village, and Dharaka are boys. And what case is Gama Dharake? Dhammaka. Gama Dharakehi?
Instrumental.
Okay, it's instrumental, plural.
Plural. Yeah.
So being told or asked by the village boys, then we have the direct quotation. Hati rupakang no dasehi. Dasehi is the form of the verb. What form is it called?
Imperative.
Okay. I think you've been doing your homework. I want to see whether the others are doing their homework.
He's probably the only one that passes on a test.
Okay. It's the imperative, and it means this is based on the verb pusati, but it's from the other root, so it means show. It's actually based on the causative form, daseti, to show. And this is show, then no is the pronoun, in this case, us. Show us. Show to us. It could be accusative or dative. Please, those on UFO, mute your microphone. We're getting some scratching sound coming through. Okay, that's good. Okay, hati rupakang. So hati is an elephant. Rupa or rupaka is the form. So the boys are saying, show us the form of an elephant. And asa rupakang no dasehi. Show us the form of a horse. So the crippled boy is being asked by the village boys, the other village boys, show us the form of an elephant, show us the form of a horse. Then ichi tichi tani rupani dasetva. Dasetva is what grammatical form?
Gerund.
Okay, it's the gerund, means having shown. Then we have this repetition, ichi tichi tani, and it's ichita is the past participle, meaning desired. And here we have the repetition to indicate whatever is desired. And why do we have ichi tichi tani? Why do we have the ending ani here?
Plural.
But why the use of plural?
The boys
goes with Rupani.
Exactly.
Oh,
because
right.
It,
I know. And I was going to say, because of Adini, actually.
Adini?
Yeah. You know why? Because that shows it's also plural.
Yeah.
I didn't come to Adini yet.
Okay.
But I already got the right answer from
right.
Carolyn. Because Rupani, you see, ichi tichi tani is going with, it's modifying Rupani forms. So having showed whatever forms were desired, whatever forms the other boys wanted to see, he would be able to create those forms just by throwing pebbles at the leaves. And then Tesang Santika, actually Ichi Tichitani isn't going with Adini. That's actually completely independent. So Tesang Santika means literally from their presence, from their vicinity. But in English we would say simply from them. Kadini Yadini Labati. So the verb is he gained. And then khadaniya means food. And then food, khadaniya, is joined here with adi, which means etc. And it becomes neuter plural. Because the neuter is used not because of rupani, but just when there's an unspecified subject. You know, it's not indicating anything masculine or anything feminine, it's just general. So the neuter is used. And since he's getting many things, not just one, so it uses the neuter plural. So from them he received food. They would give him probably their used clothing. This is the way things were. This probably still are in India. You know, if a baby is crippled, maybe the parents don't want to take care of it if they have like 8 other children. So they'll just put it off someplace. Or maybe he lost the parents, so he's an orphan as well.
Would it be like a slingshot with the stone?
Probably something like that.
So he knocks out the leaves and the holes?
Yeah, to create,
yeah.
That's like that maybe a slingshot you could aim and get eyes.
It requires a stretch of the imagination to see how one could do that.
Big stretch.
But people are skilled
maybe
in doing
it.
Okay, so let me put the whole sentence together. A sentence like this, in English translation, I would break into two sentences because it's very complicated. Okay, so he sat beneath one banyan tree, throwing pebbles and cutting the leaves, its leaves. Whenever he would be asked by the village boys, show us the form of an elephant, show us the form of a horse, he would show them whatever forms they desired. And he would receive from them food, etc., food and other necessities. Okay, any questions about this?
May I have a question?
Yeah.
The Lahati, this is a present tense, right?
Which?
Present, Lahati, the verb.
Labati. Yeah. It is a present, yeah.
Why don't you use past tense?
Yeah, this is what is, there's an expression for this. It's called the historical present. It means one is describing, the text is describing an event that took place in the past, but it's just, it seems more convenient to use the present.
Thank you.
Bhante, would a banyan leaf be very large? Then?
Trying to think of the remember the leaves of
very
a banyan.
Very big. Yeah.
I saw
the
picture. The
branches are very spread out.
Yeah.
But the leaves themselves, I think, are not that large. I'm not sure that vata is actually a, you have to get somebody who's knows Pali botanical terms. I don't remember the leaves of the banyan tree as being especially large. Anyway, let us continue. Any other questions? Okay, so again, you repeat. At eka divasam Raja uyanam gachanto,
Raja Muyanam Gachanto,
Tang Padesam Papuni. Okay, so At Eka Divasang should be, it's a combination of two words, atta, then, and eka divasang is one day. Raja is the king. Then uyanam gachanto was going to his garden. It would be like a pleasure garden. Tung padesang papuni. Here we have the aorist verb. Papuni, he reached that place, that area, or he arrived at that area. Dharaka, okay, you have to, Dharaka,
Dharaka,
Pita Sapping,
Pita Sapping,
Paro Hantare Katva,
Paro Hantare Katva,
Palayingsu,
Palayingsu.
Okay, so Dharaka are the boys. Those are the village boys. First, we'll take the regular verb, the finite verb. Palayingsu. This is the aorist form based on the verb palaiti, which or palayati or palaiti, which means to flee, to run away. So the village boys ran away. But before they ran away, Pita Sapping Paro Hantare Katva. I had to look that up. Paroha are the downward roots of a banyan tree. Did you have the picture of the banyan tree?
Yes.
See, what's interesting about a banyan tree, maybe we could see it here. Yeah, I get the picture now. No, what's going on here? You see, the banyan tree, if whoops. You see, it has many, whoops, the branches send down roots which go into the ground, or the branches send down shoots which go into the ground and become roots, so it forms a kind of, almost like a closet or a kind of chamber. So for some reason, all of the boys were afraid of the king, and they could run away, but I guess the crippled boy couldn't run because his legs were weak. And so what they did to hide him from the king was to put him inside that kind of chamber created by the roots of the tree. So having put him inside that chamber, so they ran away. Okay. Now, any questions so far?
May I have a question?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Raja, why use the prolonged sound, ah, Raja?
Why does it use?
Yeah. This is a long.
Why does it use the long A?
Yeah.
Yeah, Raja isn't a feminine noun, but it's a noun of the class. You see, the stem form is Rajan.
Rajan.
Yeah. So, so nouns of this class, to form the nominative singular, drop the A, and so it becomes Raja. A similar case is with the noun meaning self, which is atan, and that to form the nominative singular becomes atta. But with the deity Brahma, is Brahman, and to form the nominative singular becomes Brahma. If you look in the earlier lesson, maybe use the index, you'll find that there is a declension of this, these types of nouns. Okay, so now continuing. Ranyo tita majantike.
Ranyo tita majantike.
Ruka mulang pavitasa.
Ruka mulang pavitasa.
Chida chaya sarirang pari.
Chida chaya sarirang pari.
Okay, so Ranyo goes with pavitasa, and this is a genitive absolute. So it means of the king who had entered. Then Ruka Mulang is the root of the tree, and Tita Majantike means at the middle of the day, exactly at the middle of the day. Or we say at noon. It comes from, it's sort of idiomatic, it comes from tita, which means standing, or stood. Majja is middle. And then there's a word aha. Oops. Does somebody have the dictionary? Yeah, I'm not sure whether it's aha or aha. Let me just check. Yeah, it should be aha, not aha. Actually, aha isn't involved here. Okay, so Tita Majantika means at midday, at the middle of the day, is when the sun is standing in the middle. Okay, so while when the king had entered, the root of the tree, or was standing by the root of the tree in the middle of the day, then Chita Chaya Sarirang Pari, which would mean literally the cut up shadows Chaya is the shadow or shade. Chida means a hole, that which is cut. So the cut up shadows, sarirang pari, pari was spread over, sarirang is body. So it seems that the shadows of the leaves landed on his body. Though I would think that they would land on the ground and that he would notice them on the ground. Okay, so continuing. So, kinu ko etang ti.
So, kinu ko etang ti.
Udang olokento.
Udang olokento.
Rukasa panesu.
Rukasa panesu.
Hati rupa kadini disva.
Hati rupa kadini disva.
Kas etang kamanti pujitva. Pita sapino ti sutva.
Pita sapino ti sutva.
Tang pakosa petva aha.
Tang pakosa petva aha.
Okay, we'll pause here and then see what we have so far. Okay, so the word so is referring to the king. He, udang olokento. Olokento is to look. And udang means upwards. So looking upwards, and then while he's looking upwards, he has the question in his mind, kin nu ko etang. So king means what? Nuko just indicates a question. They're indeclinables. It's just words that are thrown in to make it interrogative. And etang is this. So when the king sees the shadows with the, I guess he saw the animal shapes in the leaves, then he looked up wondering, what is this?
Maybe it's not the leaves, but when the leaves are removed, the sun goes through and on the ground forms the animal shape.
Yeah, but it says that chida chaya sarirang pari, that the, what was the cut up shadows or the shadows with the holes, pari is spread over his body. That sounds a bit strange to me.
Maybe the light came, it sounds to me like the light came through, like where the boy cut the elephant or whatever.
Yeah.
The light came through and suddenly you have a form of an elephant or a horse.
On the like ground.
I would think on the ground.
And so he stood there and then it fell on him instead of the ground.
That's what it seems to be saying. Anyway, he looks up wondering, what is this? Okay, then rukasa panesu hati rupa kadini disva. So you see the way the sentence is constructed by joining together all of the clauses with the gerunds. Olokento disva puchitva sutva. We have four of them here. So having seen rukasa panesu, in the leaves of the tree, having seen Hati Rupaka Adini, Hati Rupaka, the forms of elephants, then Adini, and so forth. That is, there were forms of elephants, forms of horses, maybe forms of cows, fish, many different forms. So having seen in the leaves of the tree the forms of elephants and the other animals, kas etang kamang ti puchitva. So puchitva means having asked. Then kasa, of whom or whose etang kamang this work. So he's asking, whose work is this? Who did this? And maybe some of his attendants know that it's the crippled boy who does this. So they say, Pita Sapino Ti Sutva. Having heard, then what case Pita Sapino? Nouns don't have past participles. What case?
Nominative?
No. Look at the question. Kasa etang kamang. He asked.
The one who is crippled.
Yeah, so what case? You have to know the cases. In your sleep, you should be able to recite them. If somebody wakes you up in the middle of the night and says, what are the cases in Pali? Kasa etang kamang. What case is kasa? No. I heard it coming from the internet.
Genitive.
Right, it's the genitive. So the king asked, whose work is this? So the answer will be also the genitive of the cripple. So Pita Sapino, of the cripple. So having heard of the cripple, tung pakosa petva. Now the verb pakosa peti is a causative based on pukoseti is to call, but the king, you know, kings don't do a lot of work themselves. They tell other people, you do this, you do that. So the king, this is a double causative, pukosa petva, having had him called. You know, the king says to one of his attendants, call that crippled boy. Somehow, I don't know how they found out that the crippled boy was hiding beneath the tree. But anyway, they had him called. Okay, now the king is going to give I think he's speaking to the crippled boy, and he says, Maihang Purohito Ati Mukuro. You have to repeat.
Maihang Purohito Ati Mukaro
Apam.
Not yet, okay. Appamattake pi vute.
Appamattake pi vute.
Bahung bananto.
Bahung bananto.
Mang upadavati.
Mang upadavati.
So the king is now explaining his personal problem to the crippled boy. He says, Maihang Purohito. The Purohita is a Brahmin who is something like the advisor to the king. So he says, my advisor, Ati Mukuro. Mukuro means talkative, and Ati is extremely. So my advisor is extremely talkative. Upamattake pi vute. What kind of construction is this? Special name for it.
Locative absolute.
Right, it's a locative absolute. You see, it's a locative case. And so the meaning is, and vute here is originally a past participle, but it's serving as a noun. So when just an upamattake means just a little bit, And the P is like even. So even when just a little bit is said, bahung bananto. Bananto, what grammatical form? Right, it's the present participle. And it's agreeing with Purohito. And bananto means speaking. Bahung means much, a lot. And mung upadavati. Upadavati, let's see the meanings they give. Causes trouble, annoys, oppresses, disturbs. So, and then the object is mung, me. So he, speaking a lot, he troubles me. So he's, the king is saying, my advisor or minister is extremely talkative. Even when just a little bit is said to him, speaking a lot, he troubles me. Now comes the king's plot. Sakisasi tasamuke. You have to repeat.
Sakisasi tasamuke.
Nali mata.
Nali mata.
Ajalandika kipitunti. Okay, so now he's asking a question. Sakisa si is a question in the future, put in the future. Will you be able? Tasa muke, in his mouth, nali mata. Nali is a measurement that was used. Let's see what they give. Okay, we'll call it a cupful. A cup. Ajalandika are goat droppings, goat dung. You know, because the goat dung comes in little pellets. And kipitung is to throw. So he's saying, will you be able to throw or to shoot a cupful or bowlful of goat droppings into his mouth?
This is your test.
Okay, so then he says, Sakisami Deva.
Sakisami Deva.
Ajalandika ahara petva.
Ajalandika ahara petva.
Purohitena sadding.
Purohitena sadding.
Tumhe anto saniyang.
Tumhe anto saniyang.
Nisidata.
Nisidata.
So the boy says, Sakisami, I will be able. Or in English we would say, I am able. Deva, this is the address to a king. It's sort of the polite way of saying Lord. So normally it's the word that means God. So, but Lord, or your majesty, I am able, your majesty. Then he says, Ajalandika ahara petva. So, you, having brought the goat droppings, then Purohitena Sadding, together with your advisor, Tumhe Anto Saniyang Nisitata. Nisitata is, what form of the verb is this? What?
Optative.
Not an optative.
Imperative.
And notice that it uses the plural, because when somebody is addressing the king, or when people are addressing somebody, a senior or of a high rank, the polite form is to use the plural. So he uses tumhe and nisitata. So you sit down within the curtain together with your minister. It seems actually that the cripple should be the one behind the curtain and the king would be in his consultation chamber. Anyway, so the boy says, I am able, your majesty. You bring the goat droppings and sit down together with your minister inside the curtain. And then he says, aham eta.
Aham eta.
Katabang jani sami.
Katabang jani sami.
So ahang is I. Eta usually means here. But maybe it refers on that occasion. Katabang is what should be done. And jani sami is the future of the verb janati, meaning to know. So I will know. So I will then know what should be done. In other words, he'll find the right opportunity to start shooting the goat into the mouth of the minister. Okay, we'll stop here. And certainly next week we should be able to finish. Let's see, we'll have the class next week. So we should be able to finish these introductory readings next week. Maybe start on the further reading. Okay, so let us end for the day.